one thing that they'll do is they'll take them and then they'll say, well, you know, I can. Well, one thing they'll do is they'll make maps, and on the maps they'll put like.
This one was from.
Yeah, they'll say like, well, the word fire dog or dog irons or something like that, you know, appeared in this part, you know, up in here, and they'll have it all like that. And you can see, because you know, in different parts of the South, how people will use different, call things by different names and different words, things, all that kind of stuff. And then they'll have a section that'll be about kind of like just folklore, you know, the old kind of stuff and everything. And they'll have whole different sections of it. The only thing is it like talking with you, it goes along a lot faster, you know, than it does talking with an older person, because naturally enough, they just can't think as fast as you think and everything. They have to stop and think about it a lot more and everything, but other than that, it's basically just the same thing. What do you call those things that pearls grow in?
Crawdads. Is that what?
Crawdads. You know, I never had ever heard until Miss Mary said that too. I never had ever heard that pearls would come in crawdads. Now, the kind of pearls that necklaces, that they make out of necklaces. Now, what?
I don't know.
There are some. Well, now, do you have around here, do you have either mussels or oysters in the stream?
No.
Neither.
Hmm.
Do you know what the difference would be between them, though?
No.
What
is that? Oh, some kind of fish?
Well, it's like a shell thing, you know. But I don't know. There's some difference in them. And I don't know. There are freshwater ones, supposedly. But I don't know exactly the difference. And they say that pearls grow in them. What do you call... Oh, the things that, like, make a noise around a pond at night.
Frogs.
Now, the great big ones that make...
Bullfrogs.
Now, what about the little ones that you hear up in the trees?
Tree frogs.
And what do you call the things that you dig up for bait to go fishing?
Fishworms.
And the thing that... It's got a hard shell on it, and it moves slow and...
Snail.
And now, a bigger one... A big thing it's got a shell, and it can pull its neck and legs.
Turtle.
Now, would that be on the water or on the land?
They're both.
They're both.
Yeah.
Is there...
Because now we see them up here, and then they'll go in the water, see.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you heard of anything called a terrapin?
Yeah, there's some just something dissimilar to a turtle.
But it's similar
but
to
I believe turtle. They just stay on the land, don't they? Mm-hmm.
Now, this would not be anything that you have around here, but in the restaurant, can they buy fried
oysters?
Yeah. And how about the other
shrimp?
Now this next part is about insects. One of our favorite topics, insects. It's not about roaches though. what do you call the insect that, like, sometimes it'll come in at night and fly around the light?
Mosquito, is that right?
And then...
it's a miller?
Yeah, that's another thing. Now, what about the insect that will get and lay its eggs in your clothing?
Moth.
Now, if you had more than one of them, you'd say you had a lot of...
Moths? Moth?
What will you call the bug that flies around with the light in its tail?
Lightning bug.
And then sometimes around around a pond or something, you'll see this.
Mosquitoes.
And now there's something that eats mosquitoes that is around the pond. It's got a long, thin